The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Tell you, it had to be, I don't know, it felt like 110 again today. Not up in Ashland, but down in Medford, which is 25 miles away. It was very hot. And I went into a store, and it was a Best Buy. I needed a piece of equipment. And I went into the store, and I talked to this two clerks. The one guy was new. He didn't know anything. Nice guy, knew nothing. So I said, can you, I'm not trying to be insulting, but can you get somebody over here who understands cables? And anyway, so he did, and the other guy was nice, and I said, some guy came up and was kind of nasty to them. And I said to the second guy, when the customer had walked away, I said, let me ask you a question. Have you seen or noticed a lot of very mean and nasty people compared to what it used to be a couple of years ago? He said, oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're on short fuses and they are mean. And yeah, he was shocked. And I said, so I see a lot of people in the store walking around with masks. Well, Oregon has dropped its formal mask mandate. So theoretically, anybody can be in the store. He said, it's probably about 50-50 who are vaccinated and who aren't, the people without masks. Now, he was wearing a mask, and I said, so why are you wearing a mask? And I was wearing a mask, of course, a good N95, and I did the best I could to seal it up. I don't want to be in Spikeville. And he said that, well, I just got my first shot yesterday, and I said, oh? He said, yeah, we had to. So, again, here it is, a corporate. It reminds me of a plantation. And these guys are all slaves, and they were told, you got to get it. And he got it. And now the military, apparently, the U.S. military, has been earmarked or marked for destruction. Why do I say that? Because forced vaccines in September are coming. The Army has told all commands, get ready. What does that mean? That means the U.S. military is doomed. It's going to go down in sickness and ill health and all manner of problems. You know, within 6 months or a year, it will no longer be competent. And I guess the Chinese will just kind of walk in here. I'm not sure if this current alleged administration will even fight back. The communists are communists. So it's strange. I don't know. Maybe that's a little bit too dark and depressing, but it is getting weird out there. And people, honestly, are getting nastier. I've heard this from all over the country. Madeline Gerwick is here, nasty as ever, first Friday of every... Laughing at me again, are you? See, that's nasty.
Yes, I am.
It's also sexist.
Really?
No. Dear Madeline is always kind. What a heart she has. Okay, so you aren't mean, but have you heard the same kind of thing at all? Are you seeing it?
Well, because we have these war energies going on, these are volatile, explosive energies. So even when you're not at war, per se, people feel the tension of these energies. And they're kind of what I would call trigger happy, you see. They'll explode for the smallest reason, you see, because they're in so much tension with these particular cycles that we're in. So we've got Mars square Uranus peaking right now, and Mars opposite Saturn peaking right now, and it
sounds like
very
a peeping
tense.
Tom show. Look,
no,
is
it's
this...
peaking as in a with a K.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I heard it. Now, here's the deal: are these feelings that are being sensed? And I think you're correct. I agree. There's something going on. Subliminally, subconsciously, people are picking up this.
Oh, yeah, very, very subconscious. People pick up the energies, yeah.
Here's the question. Are these anticipatory feelings that we're seeing expressed, are they reading the future?
Well, actually, I'm
not
so sure they're not reading the present.
Yeah, well,
to me, it looks like they're reading the present. We have war energies very intense right now through about the 15th of this month. And so we've got, even by the new moon, which I think is on the 9th of July, Mars square Uranus is only like 3.5 degrees past or separating. And it takes about 7 to 7.5 degrees to be completely out of range. So, you know, you're barely halfway out on the 9th, you know, and it's still pretty close, so you'll probably see quite a bit of, you know, explosive behavior as well as accidents. And I do want to warn people, it's not good to suppress your anger, you know, and stuff it for any length of time, because these particular energies, being as how they're explosive, they will still come out. So a person who tries to stuff it will have an accident, a pretty serious accident, actually, or they'll have a heart attack, or they'll have a stroke. These are very intense, challenging energies to deal with. So, you know, if something really bugs you, you might walk away for a while and come back and express it, but I would not just stuff it. So that's not a good idea. And you can use these energies to have a breakthrough. That's my best advice for people. Almost everybody has a pattern that they could, you know, change for the better. It's usually a pattern that is not supporting them anymore. And if they would make a different choice, their life would be a lot simpler. So a great example of a breakthrough is when I watched this fly on an open window. Now, he's walking around on the glass.
So, Madeline, you're reduced to watching flies?
I'm giving you an example, okay? Okay, now this window is wide open. And there's no screen. And this fly is walking around back and forth on the window. He does it over and over and over again. He can't get out that way. But if the fly would walk across the wooden frame, he could fly out to freedom. You see,
sounds like
that
deep
would be
physics
a,
to me.
Well,
and
that
you didn't
would be
tell,
a breakthrough
are you saying,
for a fly, you see.
You didn't tell the fly. You could have just said, hey, come on, 3 inches that way and you're out of here.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't learned how to communicate with flies, but...
It's intent,
you know,
remember? it's about intent.
Intention, yes, that's correct. So it's really just a matter of making a different choice. And we all have different choices we could make if we wanted to. So that's my best advice for using these pretty challenging cycles. And some people will make a break with their old work or maybe a partner or a home where they've been, that sort of thing, and move to their next place. So a lot, it's very challenging energy, but it can be used positively. It's just not as apt to be used that way, particularly by people that are not wishing us well. So we have some challenges.
Is this a blue moon month? What is it?
No, it's not a blue moon. A blue moon is when you have two, either new moons or full moons in the same month. Yeah, we don't have that. No.
All right. I always thought, Madeline, excuse me. I always thought this was a blue moon.
What?
Standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Isn't that a blue moon? I thought that was a blue moon. Oh, never mind. I'm
old
fashioned.
I don't know what he was singing at when he sang that song. But we have quite a few challenging energies besides that this month, but besides mm-hmm. the fact that Mars is square Uranus, we also have Venus coming into a square with Uranus. Now, that cycle is actually in range, I think, right now, just getting there, basically. And this is really a... situation where you so Venus is going to square Uranus and oppose Saturn. So this can be
sounds like woe to me.
Yeah, woe is me. That can be the situation where you have unexpected supply shortages. Okay. But another possibility is that you could have an unexpected change in the financial system. And just last night, I was noticing that the Federal Reserve used $992 billion, not million, billion, to keep the repo market, the market for the banks. At night, the banks actually used to take care of this market themselves, and they would borrow from each other. But they haven't done that in over a year. I want to say that was maybe September of 2019. It's been quite a while. And it's just gotten worse. So the banks stopped loaning to each other for these overnight loans. And so the Federal Reserve stepped in and started loaning. And, you know, a year ago, maybe they might loan $250 million in a night. And now they're loaning $992 billion in one night, which is pretty close to a trillion. You know, it's getting up there. So, I don't know. Maybe it's not a supply shortage. Maybe it's a major problem with the financial system. So, I don't know, but it could be both, actually. It could be both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It could be both. And that cycle is prominent. Well, actually, both of these cycles, the war cycles and the supply shortage cycle, uh-huh. are both prominent in the solar return chart for the U.S. for July 4th of this year. very prominent in this chart. So, I don't know. That means that those energies are with the U.S. for a year. Now, does that mean you're going to have, you know, potential war for a year?
No.
Maybe, maybe not. It could just mean that...
It could be an economic war. I don't think a boom, boom, shoot 'em up war.
Right.
Remember, they don't want to ruin the real estate.
Right.
That's why
that's
this...
Right. They don't want
that's
to ruin the
this,
real estate.
That's
but,
why
you know,
the bioweapon is out now, doing so much damage.
That's right. They can do a lot of damage with a bioweapon. They can do a lot of damage with you know, attacking power grids or something like that. You know, there's not a... you know, necessarily any kind of boom boom kind of thing, but however the attacks go, mm-hmm. whether it's just vaccines or power grids or water plants or whatever, you know, the potential exists for shortages and war type events. Let's just call them that. To occur throughout the next year for the U.S. Now, I went and looked at all the new and full moon charts all the way through October. Mm-hmm. And while we have some war stuff going on in the first half of this month, it kind of calms down a bit through about August. Maybe towards the end of the August, it's starting to come in range again. But September and October, especially the first part of September through, actually, I think all the way through October, have potentials for attacks. And there's actually one cycle for the U.S. This is Eris on the ascendant of mm-hmm. the U.S. chart. And I believe that was a solar arc chart. That cycle has got 15 more months to go. And that's like the goddess of war and chaos coming to the U.S. It's been in range for 9 months already.
Goddess, and, huh? Another woman, I see. All right.
Yeah. Eris. She was quite effective in starting the Trojan War single-handedly. So I guess they give her a lot of credit.
They named something after her.
They named
Trojan,
something after her?
Trojan.
Oh, yes, right. So
all
now,
right, all right. Here, I got this. You mentioned it earlier. Here's the deal.
Yep.
In money matters, all right? This is a big story, WND. It's too late to save Christmas. Retailers brace for unprecedented shortages of everything.
Wow, there you go. They're already seeing it. Yep. Yeah,
it's July, and they Christmas is already screwed up for them in terms of retail goods, container ships, and all the usual excuses. This is amazing.
Yep, I believe it.
Maybe this Christmas will teach some people humility. I don't know.
I've been trying to encourage people to, you know, do stock ups. You know, so,
right.
And that's why, because, you know, you don't know what you're going to be able to get. And certainly anything that has a chip in it, anything from a car to a computer, a phone, really any equipment nowadays has a computer chip in it.
Well, the chips I'm seeing now are on people's shoulders. I mean, they want to fight.
Yeah, they want to fight, yeah. I think you're going to see that for another few weeks.
I've seen nasty behavior.
Huh. Yep. Well, and what you're really watching are people who really don't have a clue as to what's happening. They don't understand why things are the way they are. And so...
And they won't listen. Let's be honest. Many of them won't listen. They won't.
That's true.
They can't. They don't want anything to do with it. Leave me alone. I got enough problems.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So they can't learn what's going on either.
No.
So it's tough that way. Now, next Tuesday, we're going to have a cycle complete that's been with us for 2 months, since May 14th.
Right.
And that cycle is Mercury square Neptune, which, you know, some people call that the fog of war or confusion, deception, you know, all those things apply. So, and that's going to peak for the third time, and it started in mid-May. So it will not get out of range. The last day it's in range is July 11th. So,
right.
You know, you have an important contract to sign or something where you don't want confusion or you don't
want...
You mean
like a marriage license?
Or, you know, you're going to sell your property or you're going to buy one. Or
right. Remember,
you're
it's
gonna,
pronounced Mirage License. Don't forget that.
Mirage License. So, you know, I would wait till at least the 12th, the 13th or 14th. Those are the best days we have this month. But just remember, the 12th has got a timeout. So
right.
Go to your good timing guide and make sure you're not doing something during a bad time when nothing will come of it. But the 13th and 14th, I don't think either one has a timeout. So those days are pretty good.
When you say timeout, you're not talking about you've been a bad little boy or a bad little girl, go sit in the corner. What are you talking? You have to help people remember.
When the ball is not in play, you cannot score. That's the timeout I'm talking about. There are times every week when the ball is not in play and you can't score.
What does this have to do with Helen of Troy?
Well, not directly related to that. These timeouts happen every week,
yeah.
Three times a week. Yeah.
Having a little fun with Madeline here. Sorry. It's okay. And then for those of you who don't remember the original, some of you will remember this one as we slide into the break. Remember this, Madeline?
I like that one the best.
Here comes the title.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
I mean, he sounds serious to me.
Well, I must tell you, that's a very interesting intro, because the next cycle I want to tell you about is that the lovers are going to meet in the sign of Leo, which is the sign of the heart. And that's Venus and Mars. They're going to meet on July 13th in the sign of Leo at 19 degrees and 48 minutes. Now, Leo also, besides representing the heart, it represents creativity and love and fun.
48 minutes.
We like fun.
48 minutes? What if I'm late? What if I'm at 49? Then I lose?
Well, if you have a planet near that 19 degrees, 48 minutes of Leo, then perhaps you'll be meeting somebody, assuming you're in the market for somebody.
An ET, no doubt.
Well, Hopefully not for me. I much prefer humans, but you know, I would be willing to talk to a Pleiadian or an Arcturian, maybe something else if I knew for sure it was not one
going
of the.
Going to eat you for lunch, like
right.
a reptilian.
Right. So this particular couple, Mars and Venus in Leo.
Yeah.
They have special talents and abilities related to their focus, knowledge, and alliances. So you might meet this person via someone else. And obviously, you and the other person, if you're in the market for such a relationship, is...
In the market?
You have a
is that where you go to find these things? In the market?
What's that? Well, it helps to set intention, of course. But you and the other person are likely to have similar types of focus and knowledge, which may be the attraction, the initial attraction, but also that you guys enjoy having fun together.
What if both have mustaches? I guess that's okay now.
I don't know.
Not for me, but...
One of them has to be Venus. Somebody has to be Venus. So that's usually someone female, you know?
Usually.
So now, usually, yeah.
With 50-some different genders, though, it's wide open. Come on.
It's not impossible.
You can't
miss.
It's
not impossible because Venus is in Leo, and that's a masculine sign.
Have you noticed some of these people, dear Madeline... You can't tell if they're male or female. You can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Yeah. Yeah, now, you know, that's part of the agenda, you see, right, for transhumanism, because they want to hook up humans to robots, and robots don't have genders. And so the more we become genderless, the easier it is for us to be hooked up to robots or AI or other computers, so that is
well,
just
we're headed
part
toward
of
being,
the process.
We're getting bored, let's be honest. They're
bored. Oh, really? You're getting bored, are you?
No, yes. I said Borg. Borg,
oh, Borg.
As in
oh,
cyborg.
Borg. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, that's definitely different. Yeah. Yeah, so, and that actually occurs on the 13th that they meet up exactly. But I do want to remind people again to plan to use July 12th, 13th, and 14th, especially the 13th and 14th when there's no time out. Or if you have a good timing guide, you can check your guide and know what time that timeout is occurring in your time zone.
Right.
So,
are you still going to put out a bad timing guide for pessimists next year?
Is that... Well, the bad times are included in the good timing guide, so that's why it's a good timing
right.
guide. So you can avoid the bad times, right? So,
that's
and I
true.
Just want to mention to people that, you know, there's other multiple good reasons why these dates are so wonderful. The sun is trining Neptune, so this is when you actually have clarity about your vision for the future. So that's very nice. Mercury is trying Jupiter, so there's quite a bit of positive energy for transactions to occur, for money to move, for lots of knowledge to be distributed. It's a very good positive time, and of course Venus is conjunct Mars, and in other terms, when Venus is conjunct Mars, you're likely to know what you want, and you're likely to know how to go about getting what you want. So those three things together are very helpful, and that's why those three dates are particularly good, because you're past the confusion. And you're into some very positive energies. And so, who knows, you do still have a little bit of the chaos of the war energies going on, but that's going to dissipate by the 15th. So it's dissipating. The other thing that's going on around that time, actually beginning July 10th, we have Sun opposite Pluto, which is a power issue. But fortunately, that particular issue is what we call mediated by Neptune. So the Sun is trine Neptune, and Neptune is sextile to Pluto. So the opposition or the challenge in power is resolved, shall we say, in an easy way by people sort of agreeing to the vision, shall we say. Or there's a very wise woman who's able to explain the vision to everyone in such a way that they all coalesce and share power nicely. So it's less challenging than it typically would be. Now, I just want to mention that if people have businesses or products related to water or the oceans, filmmaking, photography, videos, anything like that, shipping, travel, anything that's inspirational or spiritual or religious products, any love and romance products, art, artistic endeavors, music and dance, anything related to home, home mortgages, gardening, nurturing others, or speaking, webinars, publicity, or promotions, all of those things are supported and helped during those 3 days. So if you have a product related to any of those, that's a good time to introduce it or remind people about it, etc. And that's a very useful time in the midst of some pretty messy and challenging times, actually. So that's one of the things that is useful. Now, we do have a full moon on July 23rd, and we're seeing a lot of adjustments in money and growth at that time. Now, this could possibly be due to overspending, because there is a cycle going on this month related to overeating and drinking, or overspending, or too much partying, which of course is coming up this weekend. But what I want to get people to think about instead, so, you know, if you can just sort of calm that part down now, then a little bit later in the month, you'll have a little bit more money that you, so you won't feel so tight, you know, if you didn't blow it all at 4th of July. It might be easier to get through the end of the month. So now, there's also this tendency to attempt to do too much with too little time, money, and energy. Now, that is Mars opposite Jupiter. And we encounter this, you know, reasonably often, let me put it that way. Jupiter is going to move back into the sign of Aquarius at the end of this month. I think that's on the 28th. You know, by the time the full moon comes around, that's already in range. And so I just want to remind people, don't try and multitask multiple projects at the same time during this cycle, because you're going to run out of either time, money, or energy before you complete them. So the most effective way to work with this cycle, there's always some great opportunities, fortunate actions that you can take. Just take one at a time. Move to the next one. Do one, do the next one, so on, so that you complete something without running out of time, money, or energy. You may not complete them all. That's a possibility. Better to complete something than nothing. So definitely I would try and get people to focus on sticking with one project at a time. Now, we do have a very expansive mode going on at that time. Mercury is trining Neptune. That can be very inspirational. It can be very helpful to get your mind onto higher dimensions or higher possibilities, or or ideals that are supporting your situation. So that part is very good, and it's also helpful to the stock market at that time. But along with that, and this is beginning.
Hold on.
Okay.
Helpful to the stock market, which is so far out of...
Yeah, because it's helping...
It's in loony land.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And I can't say how much longer they'll manage to keep it going. I really don't know what holds it up now, except that, you know, as we've kind of talked about, you know, the repo market has been in... you know, being taken care of by the Federal Reserve,
right?
Which it never used to do.
You mean the illegal Federal Reserve? That one? The
unconstitutional Federal Reserve. Uh-huh. Yes, the illegal Federal Reserve. Yeah, that market used to be handled by the banks. Now, why don't the banks loan to each other anymore? Because they don't know who's going down overnight. They don't know who to trust. They don't know, is this bank going to be able to pay us back in the morning? They don't know, so they won't loan to each other. So at one point, and I forget which time period this was, I think it was September or October of 2019, the interest rates got up to 10% overnight. 10% overnight? Crazy. So then the Federal Reserve stepped in and started making the loans. But $992 billion in one night? There's something wrong with that picture. That's way off. Way off.
That's billion. Like a trillion. That's $1 trillion.
Yeah, that's almost a trillion. That's exactly right.
Sure.
Yeah, that's totally nuts. So, you know, I have suggested to people that they do things like gold and silver coins. Something different, you know, from the stock market. Now's a great time to have a breakthrough. This would be a good time to get a few, you know. So I don't know. It's you know, Mercury trine Neptune can make you think that something's good when it's not. And that's probably what's going to happen towards the end of this month. And it's already going back up again, which is shocking to me. And it actually looks like it got up to a new high, which is incredible. So, I don't know. It's definitely bizarre, beyond bizarre. You know, that's when you know that the, what do they call that, the PPP, that, you know, that the economic plunge protection team, yeah, yeah, has been at work. So, but we also have another cycle, which, depending on which side of the street you're on, the cycle may be good to you or maybe not so good. This is Mercury opposite Pluto. Now, and this is in range from July 22nd through the 28th, and it's actually a cycle where a lot of scandals are broken. So who knows? We don't know what will come out, but you can be certain something nasty is going to be revealed. Something that they don't want you to know is going to come out.
Yeah.
You know.
No doubt. All right, well, the chance for a shooting war. We got a few minutes here. Shooting war in the next, 60, 90 days. China, Taiwan, for example.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't think they would attack Taiwan because Taiwan, all you have to do is put up a blockade and they're going to give up. So would Biden try to prevent a blockade? I don't think so. I don't think that's very likely. So I don't think they would do anything.
He's not going to militarily involve this country. I don't agree.
No.
I don't agree with him when he says he will.
I don't think he will, no. In terms of us, I think there are cycles that are showing up, particularly in September and October. Now, one thing that's very interesting to me about September is there's a lot of push for a changes in leadership. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a change in the presidency, although it could possibly mean that. It could mean changes in major corporations, in other, you know, congressional leaders. You know, there could be a number of people changed. It's very odd looking throughout the entire month of September. I don't think I've seen a month like that in quite some time. Very odd looking. And August is interesting because August looks like the truth-telling month. So this month we have these war energies in the first half, and then August has these truth-telling energies. So, and that seems to be there for a good part of the month. Right. And then September has these energies that are associated with changes in leadership. So, I don't know. It's definitely an interesting lineup. And whether or not we get a change in the presidency, we'll just have to wait and see. But
they want to ignite a lot of ruckus in this country. That'll be one way to do it, to put rightfully elected president in and throw the Bolsheviks out. If that happens, though, do remember, please, it'll be part of the plan. This will be the plan. Nothing is left to coincidence or accidental rule of law. It doesn't happen anymore. This will be the plan. Right?
Well, the plan would be that they want civil war, right? So that they could be invited in, right? They don't have to attack. They'll be invited in to fix it, right? So
that kind of thing, yeah.
So I don't know. You see, if you have enough truth-telling in August, it's possible that you won't be having some kind of a civil war, let's call it. You know, it'll just be maybe people gnashing their teeth or whatever, but it won't be.
Well, wait a minute. If we go into any major city now on any weekend, like Lizard Lightfoot's Chicago, we got a war in the streets all the time. People are getting shot.
Right.
Usually blacks shooting blacks. But God help any other color who gets in the wrong neighborhood.
Right.
They're getting killed, too. So this is what they want. They want the cities to decay, to implode, and they're on the way to getting that. So,
well, they've got a lot. I mean, hundreds and thousands of policemen that have left and have moved elsewhere. And you can't blame them.
No, of course not.
You can't blame them.
The streets are essentially in the hands now of
criminals.
Sub-animal criminals with 60 IQs and guns. All right, that's what it is. So that's why I'm trying to lighten things up a little bit. And Madeline just emailed me and she said, "Would you please play that again?"
So, I did.
Say yes.
Okay.
I can't see anyone but you. And here I wonder if you find love, an optical illusion too.
Ah, these are beautiful words.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
I'm looking for that guy who will sing this to me.
But I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in the garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear.
go, Madeline.
Beautiful.
Happy Mother's
beautiful.
Day. Am I
Mother's
late?
Day.
I don't know. Every day is
okay.
Mother's Day.
We got to get you oriented in time again, you know. Now, it's not normal for me to be a time traveler, but now you should know where we are in time.
I
just want to mention that, you know, we normally don't have enough time to cover all the cycles that are going on, but particularly in the Q3 newsletter, I have put out quite a bit of information about what the USA cycles are, and people may want to go ahead and get the Good Timing newsletter, which, of course, is by this time fairly discounted, and read about all the USA cycles and some of the other things that are happening mm-hmm. that we don't have time to cover on our show every month. So just go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com. And click on the Good Timing Guide for 2021, and you can get that Good Timing newsletter. And that'll give you all the info.
All right. And if you want to spend some special time with Madeline, just a session time, so to speak.
That's right.
Tell them how to contact you. What's the best way?
Yeah, you can call our toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And I do timings for people who have important activities to get accomplished. And if you have something you want to have a home run on, call me and I'll definitely get you a timing for that particular activity.
Very good.
Or a consultation for your business or yourself.
That too.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you again.
Okay.
You have
You're
a
welcome.
Good month. We'll be here and you'll be there and take good care. All right.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Madeline Gerwick, PolarisBusinessGuides.com. All right. Back with more.